So, the west of Ireland, we seem to have a deluge of swarms of wasps so far this year. I don't know if you've noticed it in your own locality, but yesterday, Rentokil, they're the pest control providers, were warning the general public to be vigilant of the dangers posed by wasps during the summer period. And the top five counties in Ireland which accounted for wasp call-outs the most so far this year included Mayo, 25% of the total call-outs, that's a quarter. Galway, 22%, and Sligo, 18%. So why so many wasps in the West? Well, to tell us more, I'm joined by Richard Faulkner, who's a wasp infection expert with us this morning. Richard, good morning, and thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
So why so many wasps, Richard?
It's an environmental thing mainly, but the good weather has really, really helped. We've had a lot of mild weather. even winter was very mild. So when the nest starts up in sort of late February, early March, they've got really good foraging, and that's allowing the nests to sort of grow quickly, and they're starting to be noticed. Also, the other thing is, because of lockdown and people being home, people are noticing nests more around the house than they would do if we were out working.
So it could be a case of really, it's not that there's any more wasps in the West, it's just that maybe people are they panicking a little bit more when they see the swarms?
Looking at this time last year, looking at the same sort of experimental period, yeah, the wasp numbers are up, and we usually find every 3 and 4 years that wasp numbers will boom, and it seems to be that we're on that cycle now.
So what's your advice? Anybody out there who sees a swarm of wasps in their garden, should they just calm themselves down?
I mean, wasp nest in your garden. Again, we've got to be careful because some people will react to the stings. Some of us, it will be just very unpleasant. But some people can have an anaphylactic reaction, which can be life-threatening. So it's to be wary. Don't try and tackle a nest on your own. Again, if you're not sure if it's wasps or bees or whatever it is, you can go onto the Rentokil website and have a look. And obviously, you can also call us out. We have a free phone number, which is 1890 666 444. We're the experts. We can come out and help you. But yeah, the main thing is, firstly, don't try and tackle it. Don't disturb it during the day. Make sure that it is a nest. Sometimes you could have plants in your garden that are quite sappy, produce a lot of sap, and they're actually an attraction and a food source for it. And it's not an actual nest. You've just got high numbers of foraging wasps from surrounding areas. And it's a thing that the later we get on in the year, especially in the summer when we're outside and we're having sort of ice cream and fruit and sweets and stuff that are really sugary, they become more and more attracted to wasps the later on as you get into the year.
Now, I know that,
you know, about good housekeeping, cleaning up spillages, and if they start buzzing about you, not panicking, not throwing your arms about, because all it does is excite them, and then you're more likely to get stung.
Now, we all know the benefits of having bees in our gardens. Do wasps have any advantages?
Yes, again, at the start of the season, when they're building their nests and they're starting to grow, they go out and they're basically doing garden pest control. They take away unwanted insects from your garden and they're using them to help feed the larvae. So yeah, they are beneficial. They do a bit of pollination as well, because they will go in looking for nectar because nectar's sweet. They get pollen on their bodies, on their exoskeletons, and they will cross-pollinate. So they are a beneficial insect to a point, but then not in the league of the honeybee.
Finally, Richard, you know, when you are called out because people are either panicking or they're concerned that this is a major swarm of wasps, what do you actually do? Do you smoke them out?
No, so it will depend on the type of area. If it's a free hanging nest, if it's up in the eaves of a house, each nest's sort of treated differently, but we will treat it with a residual insecticide. So a free hanging nest, we can spray quite easily. A nest up in an attic, we might have to dust. So each nest is sort of is different. And again, if it's in the attic of a house, then we need to inspect the attic, make sure the water tank's covered, make sure there aren't any bats, because that would be a no-no for treating it.
All right. I wasn't aware that wasps would actually form in people's attics, but they They do, obviously.
Very common. So naturally, wasp nests, they like cavities, so it's usually sort of hollow trees. You will get them in banks. They seem to love, over the last few years, from my experience, compost bins as well.
Yeah.
Because they can get up inside those and build, and it's good protection from the weather for them. So, yeah, an attic is just basically a big hollow tree as far as a wasp's concerned.
All right, almost like a conservatory for them. Brilliant.
Yeah, okay. Definitely.
All right, so 1896 66 444 if you want help getting rid of your wasps, and they are causing a hassle at the moment. That is Rentokil. Thanks very much indeed for the overview there, Richard.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much. That's Richard Faulkner joining us on the line from Rentokil. So there's the story of the wasps. Thank you to...